Time for the people poll. Did you watch the Mayweather fight? Is this the beginning of the decline, or he just ran into a thug? Observations about the fight coming up next. I know everybody's been calling us and talking about, hey, man, that was a good fight. Do you want to see that again?
Right.
Mayweather versus Madonna.
My dad said he lost.
Wow.
I said, wow.
1-877 Parshall. 49 minutes past here. It's the Russ Parr Morning Show. And yes, big fight on Saturday night. A lot of times, you know, my wife and I, we don't want to rent the fight because right. Mayweather does a boring defensive fight. But every card, Adrian, the problem fight was good.
Amir Khan
was good.
Yeah.
And it's the first time I see Mayweather just go up against the rope and say, I'm going to go ahead and brawl.
Yeah, I'm going to rumble. Well, that's what that was his style. Marcos, Madonna, that was his style. He thought he was going to be able to pressure Mayweather, put him on the ropes, and maybe knock him out. You see him kept throwing that big old haymaker.
Yeah.
But Mayweather adjusted, started digging in his body, and started rolling
off
the
ropes. So you thought he won. Your dad thought he lost. Big Phil thought he lost.
Big Phil thought he lost the fight.
I thought if you go back and you look at these, you know, what I don't like is when you got the announcers, oh, he hits him with a crushing right. And then you go back and look at the replay, and he missed him by feet. You know. He was, you know, Mayweather was slipping a lot of punches.
He was.
You know, I had some ladies over the house. They wanted Mayweather to lose because of what he did to his ex-girlfriend with the sonogram pictures.
Yeah.
But Mayweather was slipping a lot of stuff.
Yeah, especially once the fight went on. Maybe first, second round, he was catching more than he should have. But he really adjusted, and I thought he won the fight.
Did he win? Did he lose? You want to see it again? Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Yeah. Mayweather won that fight all the way. Really? Only thing I will say is Madonna was probably the most aggressive fighter that he faced in a while.
Right.
Yeah.
But after the third round, Mayweather picked him apart. And people say Mayweather lost because they wanted him to lose.
Gotcha. Well,
but another thing is Mayweather did a lot of talking to the ref, to Tony. And he made Tony adjust his style because then you notice Tony didn't let him clinch anymore after that.
They were both fighting dirty. Throwing elbows, heads. Tracy in Cincinnati.
Hey, how you all been doing?
How you doing? What you think of that fight?
I'm doing good. Listen, I didn't watch it, but I heard something that keeps puzzling me. What is this thing with him humping on people?
What's this thing he's doing? What?
When he gets behind his opponent.
Is he talking about Broner?
No, but
no, Mayweather.
No, he didn't do that.
Bronner. I'm sorry. Bronner. Yeah.
I thought what Bronner said was like really out, you know.
Yeah.
Listen, man, you know, he's a hometown boy. We hate to see him go, you know, get up on national TV. Apparently, he had planned to say what he said.
Yeah.
You know, talking about,
that's
I can't.
There.
Anybody
I'm an
can.
African, and I effed up a Mexican. Mm. And Jim Gray got him.
God. Yeah.
He said, hey, man. Mm. Have some respect. I mean, Jim Gray was visibly pissed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know? But you know what? He looks up to Mayweather. Do you think Mayweather would think that's cool?
I bet you Mayweather got him.
Yeah,
I bet he thought that was not
tacky.
Called for. One thing that I noticed in that fight was the first time that Mayweather has gotten cut.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, 17 years.
That was a headbutt.
He was freaking out, though, man.
He
said, did
you
not,
see him?
Albert.
He was freaking out.
I can't see. I thought he was going to cry. We thought he was crying.
Man, his corner man did an excellent job.
Oh, he did a great job.
Yeah, no, but
it wasn't even an issue.
You know, like, man, that time we box, man, and I cut your eyes.
Never happened.
All right. Good morning. Hello. You were affected the
Good
whole
morning.
Fight. I smashed you, man. Good morning. How you doing, man?
All right, good, Russ. That was a crazy fight, man. He, first of all, he outweighed him by 20 pounds.
Yeah.
He punched him in the back of the head. At one point, I saw him throw a knee. Hit him with low blows. It was a crazy fight, but Mayweather definitely
that was a street fist fight. Yeah. That was a fist fight.
It was a rough one.
But you know what? I was concerned that Mayweather was going to catch one of them big ones.
Yeah,
because that dude was throwing him like a hammer.
But you know what? That body shot Mayweather threw. Oh man, that was the biggest punch of the fight.
Oh, it backed him up.
Oh, at first it didn't, but later on in the fight he was running from it.
Yeah. Good morning, hello.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
I think that Mayweather won because Madonna is not a fair fighter. He headbutted him. He punched him in the privates. He tried to throw him out of the ring. So I think Mayweather won.
Yeah, but Mayweather did elbow him a couple of times. You go back
and
look
at
the tape.
He had to get him off him. That was just to get him off him. He was adapting.
You know what I think about Mayweather elbowing him?
Uh-huh.
Great.
He was adapting.
She said great.
Great.
He was adapting. This dude running in, leading with his head.
Good morning. Hello. Hello. I'm sorry about that. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing? Yes. Turn your radio down. What's your comment, man?
I want to say, man, Mayweather definitely won that fight. If you look at the percentage and what was landed and what wasn't landed, Mayweather outlanded him like 2-1.
Oh, yeah. That's incorrect. Wait. Madonna threw more punches.
Doesn't matter. And landed
more. The percentage was higher.
He only landed 26% of his punches while Mayweather was in the upper 50s.
But the total number, Madonna landed more.
But no. The
percentage was
54% to 26%. And then, just like the gentleman said before me, after the third round, after he got the blood out of his eye, he dominated and controlled the whole fight.
Now,
just
would you want to see that fight again? Would you want to see it again?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because history shows whoever fights Mayweather twice, Mayweather rounds up dominating. I think Mayweather did exactly what he said. He wanted to give the fans something, and he fought toe-to-toe.
What he did was he laid on the ropes in the beginning of the fight because he's 37 years old, preserving his energy. It's better than dancing around, sticking and moving.
And that was strategy.
And it shows how great of a fighter he is because this dude is a mauler.
Mm-hmm.
And Mayweather was picking him off those ropes. But he was taking a chance because that guy could have landed one of them haymakers and he wouldn't have been bronered.
Once he started digging to that body, though, that changed the game.
Yeah. I don't know. I
don't want to see it again.
I don't either. I just want to see Mayweather and Pacquiao.
Yeah, that's the only other one.
There's some young, undefeated youngers out there I would like to see him fight.